Hello and welcome. This file is called Friction, and it will give you a trigger that whenever you are pleasuring yourself or you are being pleasured, that you will slowly slide into a state of heat. And the more you pleasure yourself, the more heat you will build up. And the only way to release the heat is to have an orgasm. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop. Falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5. Falling down deeper and deeper. 4. Sinking, floating, drifting. 3. So heavy, so warm, so deep. 2. Dropping and falling. 1. And 0. Sleep. 0. Sleep. Just letting go. So deep. So relaxed. So comfortable. In a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time, time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air. So that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, And with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger. How perfectly you feel as I apply all the little senses, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception. As you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts, but even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet,
as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes? Hours? Days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, it's growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet. You lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli. Just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void, and all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state. Before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to give you an evil little trigger. And yet, before we really begin, I'd like to talk about physics for a moment. As a matter of fact, there are two physics concepts I like to talk about. Now the first is that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. You can only convert it from one form into another. And this is one of the universal truths of this universe. Another one is that whenever two bodies move against each other, you will have friction. Now we have a lot of things in our daily life designed to reduce the friction. We may use some rollers or good bearings, or we might just lube it. And yet, no matter what we do, and no matter how much work we put into it, we can only reduce it. We can never get fully rid of it. And that brings us back to the first concept. Because the energy we lose in friction is never really lost. It's only transformed. And it's usually transformed into heat. And with these thoughts in mind, I want you to think about pleasuring yourself. It doesn't really matter how you pleasure yourself, because pleasuring yourself is always about creating friction. It might be your hand rubbing over your genitals. It might be the friction of a vibrator quickly moving back and forth. It might be you humping a pillow and creating friction that way, or humping any other object. And even if you look at sex, it is usual rubbing your genitals against each other or rubbing your genitals against the body of the other person. So you see, once you really begin to think about it, creating pleasure is creating friction. And as we have learned before, friction always produces heat. So if you rub yourself, you are producing pleasure and you are producing heat. Now the thing is that a lot of people talk about pleasure in terms of being in heat. That's right. And this is exactly where your new trigger comes into play. Now imagine that every time you are pleasuring yourself, no matter if you do it by hand or using a toy, or even if someone else pleasures you, that you are falling into a state of heat. That instead of creating thermal heat, you are generating mental heat. And I'm sure you can imagine how that would feel. An intense heat, an intense craving and desire. And the more friction you have created, the more heat you have created, the more this heat will have control over you. It begins like a normal desire. Maybe if you only tease yourself a little bit, you will experience an insistent heat, an insistent need, like one of those really horny days where it's hard to think about anything but feeling pleasure, where all your thoughts just turn sexual. You know what kind of day I'm talking about. And yet, if you continue to tease yourself more, if you create more friction, if you create more heat, the pleasure will grow, slowly becoming slightly overwhelming. It's getting harder and harder to push it aside. It's more and more in the center of your mind. And the more you tease yourself, the more friction you create, the more heat you create, the harder it's going to be to think about other things than your pleasure. Now, of course, I always want you to be safe. So you're going to find that as soon as your heat is growing, it will always recede to the back of your mind whenever you have to function, whenever you have to work, when you're doing something dangerous like driving a car or operating machinery, or whenever you interact with any people who can know about the state of heat you're in. You will find that the heat is receding to the back of your mind. And yet, as soon as you have privacy again, it will be back. It will be back with a vengeance, and you will be deeply in heat. And yet, even that is not the final state of heat. If you tease yourself long enough, the heat will become incredibly overwhelming. It will begin to control you. That's right. If you really tease yourself, if you really build up heat in your body, you're going to find that this heat is beginning to control you. And I'm sure you have seen an animal in heat. It's something very deep, like a biological need. This kind of heat is so much more intense than your normal pleasure and desires, even if you're really needy, like starving and being willing to do anything for food is to craving a particular snack. That's right. That's the kind of heat we are talking about. Once you really teased yourself, once you really generated enough friction, you will fall into that kind of deep, intense heat that's going to control you. Now, of course, even in that state, the safeties will apply, and the heat will recede to the back of your mind if you don't have the privacy to indulge in it. And yet, as soon as you have the privacy, it will be back, back with a vengeance, your heat controlling you, driving you, pushing you forward. That's right. Now the funny thing about this trigger is that it is your personal trigger. It works for you. So it's up to you, or to be more precise, up to your subconscious mind, to define how long you have to tease yourself to get into this last deep state of heat. Maybe it's just 10 or 15 minutes, or maybe your subconscious mind decides that you have to tease yourself for hours and hours over multiple days to get there. And that's completely up to your own subconscious mind. It knows who you are, it knows how you pleasure yourself, and it knows how to tailor this exactly for you. That's right. And yet, whatever your subconscious mind decides, from now on, whenever you are being pleasured, you will feel the heat growing, growing inside your body, as if the thermal heat you are creating is conducted up your spine, into your brain, and then transformed into mental heat. That's right. And this heat will cause your arousal to grow faster when you are being stimulated than it ever did before. Any friction on any erogenous part of your body will generate this heat, and there's nothing you can do about it but enjoy it, because you are going to feel it. You are going to be filled by it, and your mind is going to be filled by it. You will quickly become aroused, faster than you ever experienced before, as this heat is growing in your body. And obviously, there's only one way to get rid of this heat, and it's to have an orgasm. And this orgasm is going to be even better, because you are going to find that any orgasm you have while you are in heat will become much more intense. Of course, the more you are in heat, the more heat you've built up in your body, the stronger the orgasm will be, because we already talked about the basic fact of this universe, that energy can never be destroyed or created. And so all this heat that is generated within you and stored within you has to be used and has to be converted. And that's exactly what your orgasm will do. All this stored energy, all this pent-up lust and arousal will be feeding your orgasm. And the more heat you have collected and stored within you, the more intense the orgasm is going to be. And after the orgasm, you are back to normal. Of course, as soon as you touch yourself again, you are going to begin to build up heat once again. And now, this trigger is deeply embedded in your mind, and it's slowly going to change the way you perceive your sexuality. Any time of pleasure you give yourself or you are given by someone else will become more intense with the heat flowing through your body. And whenever you charge yourself up, whenever you fill yourself with heat, it will naturally have an effect on you too. That's right. So, having installed this trigger deep into your mind, it's time to wake you back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake with every number. 3. As you come back. 4. As you wake up. And 5, you're halfway there, already feeling so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now get ready to open your eyes, and 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me making more free files anybody can enjoy, please check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening to this and goodbye.